The Push for a Corn Checkoff. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Banks. This week, corn farmers in Tennessee will have the opportunity to vote for a corn checkoff. The voting referendum will be held at UT County Extension offices Wednesday and Thursday, November 28th and 29th, from 8 until 4:30 each day. Tennessee corn producers or landowners who share in the production cost or the proceeds of the sale of corn are eligible to vote. The Tennessee Corn Growers Association is encouraging a yes vote for the 1 cent on a bushel of corn. Mike Holman of Obion County is the association's president.
Every state that surrounds us has a corn checkoff. We just got left behind here. We need corn checkoff money to promote our product, Tennessee corn, and research, and a lot of irrigation issues. In corn, we're having to go to Missouri and Arkansas to look at them, and we need some right here in Tennessee.
There are a total of 23 states that have a corn checkoff currently, and Joe Hodes, Director of Program Development for the National Corn Growers Association, says having a checkoff in place makes a big difference for local growers.
You know, when you think of it, it's only a cent a bushel across the state. That's well over $1 million annually in Tennessee. Can be invested in all of those important programs, whether it's with the state cooperator, with the University Extension or other researchers in Tennessee to address Tennessee-specific issues.
Now, again, every state surrounding Tennessee has a corn checkoff, and much of what's produced here is sold out of state. And Joe Hoda says this program being voted on here allows for refunds.
You know, if your Tennessee corn board isn't doing what you want them to be doing, you can always ask for a refund.
Research, promotion, and education is what the corn checkoff dollars will be used for. And to find out more, go to tncorncheckoff.com. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.